You got it? You have to figure out a system. I told Manny. You had equipment yesterday here, like you combined. Big cameras with light.
Okay.
You don't want all that. It's not doable. You're going to see if you can work with that. If the lighting is not good enough, then the most we'll get some lighting here on the wall. Anyway, am I in the center of this? Should I can move.
Right now you're in the center, yeah.
Okay. Then just press it on.
Yes, there's a lot of kind of like background noise on the call. I don't know if there's a way to have the microphone more centered where you're talking.
Is it on? Danny, it's not on. You gotta press the button inside. The round button, press it in. That's it. Am I still centered? All right, Baruch Hashem. B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn today. Megillah daf yutes. I'm sorry. Megillah daf chof. And we left off yesterday in daf yutes on the base by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hakol k'sherim likras es ha-Megillah. Everyone is qualified to read the Megillah. As we'll see soon regarding, does everyone include women? Chutz mi-chedesh shayta v'katim. Normally, chedesh means a deaf mute. Obviously here, if we're speaking about someone reading the Megillah, chedesh does not mean a deaf mute. It means only a person that's called ha-medaber ve'ena shemeya. And we'll see in a moment why will that person not be qualified. A deaf mute is a person who halachically is considered mentally incompetent, which is why he is exempt from keeping the mitzvah. And since he doesn't have an obligation, he cannot be mighty, he cannot allow me, hearing him, to fulfill my obligation. Mm-hmm. But a person who is only deaf but could talk is not a person that's considered mentally incompetent, and we'll see soon why he cannot be. Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir b'Katan, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Katan could read the Megillah. We're going to see in the Gemara, does that mean Lachatchila? Does that mean B'diyeved? Just to point out that Rashi says the Katan is a minor which is already obligated to start fasting. And as Rashi will say later in the Gemara, that's a Katan ben Teisha u ben Eser. Now just to say the following, that there's a Tosfos in Erechin that says that women cannot be moitzi the community with hearing the Megillah, nor can they be moitzi an individual with hearing the Megillah. And the question is why? Chayda, women are obligated to hear the Megillah. Why can they not be moitzi others with hearing the Megillah?
Are you passing that way today?
I'm not sure. And the answer for that will be the following. It's interesting. When a man makes the bracha on the Megillah, he says, Al mikra Megillah. If a woman were to make the bracha, you know what she says? She says, Hashem v'shanu v'mitzvayis v'tzvanu l'shmoya. Not mikra, but not to say it, but to hear it. In other words, the obligation on her until today is not for her to read it. The obligation is for her to hear it. And if she's going to read it for a man, the man has an obligation to read it. Elama shemei akoina. Hearing it is like reading it. But the chiyuvim are not the same, which would be one of the reasons why women are not allowed to be moitzi a man with the Megillah. Says the Gemara, man tana chedesh
diyevet.
That's correct. Man tana chedesh diyevet nami loy. Who is the opinion that holds the way the Gemara initially learns the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah speaking that a chedesh shayt and a katan cannot even be diyevet be moitzi the community? Yomar Rav Masna, it has to be Rabbi Yosi. The Tran we learn that Kriyas Hashema, if a person read the Shema, V'lo Yishmi Allah Oznai, and he did not hear what he himself said, then Yotza, he fulfilled his obligation. Comes along Rabbi Yosi and he says, Lo Yotza. This will explain why can a Chedesh, who is a person who only cannot hear, he can speak, he's reading, why can he not be moitzi the community or another individual with the Megillah? Because since he cannot hear himself, the question is he getting the mitzvah? And according to Rabbi Yosi, who says if you don't hear what you yourself say regarding the Shema, even b'diyevet, you're not yoytzim. So that would mean that a chedesh, a person who is a person who only cannot hear, he won't be yoytzi his own Megillah. That's why he cannot be moitzi others with the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Why are you understanding that our Mishnah is implying that even b'di'eved is chutz mecheder shayt v'katan? Maybe our Mishnah goes according to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma of Rabbi Yosi. The Tanna Kamma of Rabbi Yosi, even though in this Mishnah no name is mentioned, we know it's Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is ulachatchilu hudeloi. That when Rabbi Yehuda says that akedas hashmav lo yishmi leozna yotza, what Rabbi Yehuda meant was yotza b'di'eved, hadi'eved shaper dami. It's only a b'di'eved. You understand? Yotza b'di'eved, and therefore, why can't we say that our Mishnah is speaking about lechatchila? Maybe b'di'eved ikot. So our Mishnah can even be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says loy. Falkabaitev don't understand the Mishnah that way, because since the Mishnah side of mentioning Chedesh, the Mishnah also mentions Shait and Katan, and just like Shait and Katan for sure, according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, the Eved Namiloi, therefore, at Chedesh, the Eved Namiloi. So the Gemara loved Davka, Dilma Hakad Isa, Hakad Isa. Maybe, even though the Mishnah groups them all together, but maybe they're not exactly the same, they don't need to always be exactly the same, and therefore, again, maybe our Mishnah is also according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Mishnah says that chutz mecheder shayt v'katan, the Mishnah says chutz lechatchila not a cheder shayt v'katan, but maybe b'di'eved a cheder could be the Megillah.
The other two?
No, the two not.
For sure not.
For sure not. Says the Gemara Midik Fani Sefer Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan, since the Mishnah gives two opinions, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshir v'katan. So if in the middle of the Mishnah, you quoted Rabbi Yehuda that says something in response to the beginning of the Mishnah that applies, Michlal Dereish, Allah Rabbi Yehuda. That makes a lot of sense. Says the Gemara, and now we're going to read the Gemara the way Rashi has the Girsa. And you can see the Girsa Nashi literally to the left, one line above where we're up to, in the word Vidilma. Vidilma, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'trei gavne katan, and the Mishnah speaking about two types of katan. V'chsuri mechsera, go back into the Gemara. And v'hachi ktani, maybe the Mishnah saying the following. Hakoril k'shedim v'kritas ha-megillah. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz mi'cheder shoyte v'katan. Okay. Lamed v'ram amurim v'katan shalei gila chinuch. That's only when a katan is under this 9 or 10 years old. Aval the katan shegiya lechinuch, afilu lechatchila. And even lechatchila can read the Megillah. She Rabbi Yehuda machshir bekatan, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a katan could lechatchila read the Megillah. So we're back to the question mark. Perhaps our Mishnah is only speaking about lechatchila. In other words, chut mecheresh means chut mecheresh lechatchila. But the idea that the cheresh could read the Megillah.
A cotton that's below the age
cannot read, not even b'di'evit. And a cotton that's above the age of 9 or 10, according to Rashi, could lechatchila read the Megillah. Says the Gemara, why? If the kid Rabbi Yehuda b'di'evit, why are you trying? The whole thing is based on the premise that when we have the Mishnah that we quoted before between the Tanna Kamma, which is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi, regarding a person who read the Shema, but they did not hear what they read. We're learning that Mishnah is only a machloikas in lechatchila. So when the Tanna Kamma says loy yotza, right? I'm sorry, when he says yotza, he means only b'di'eved, but lechatchila not. This is how our Mishnah can be Rabbi Yehuda. The Eloha cannot be. Because we're going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a person who reads the Shema, even though he didn't hear it, is lechatchila yotza. And if he's lechatchila yotza, our Tana, who says chutz mecheresh, okay, you can be matcha, the Mishnah is only speaking about lechatchila, but b'di'evet it's okay, but lechatchila it's not okay. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even lechatchila you can read the Shema without hearing what you're saying. How do we know that? Because the Tani, that Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pasi, says, cheresh hamadaber ve'eno shemeya, same case, the unusual cheresh, not a deaf mute, but a person who has a challenge only with hearing, Tzayim lechatchila, can take off Truma lechatchila. What would be the issue of taking off Truma vis-a-vis a person who cannot hear? So there's a machlekes here in the Rishonim. Either, according to Rashi, it's a bracha challenge. When you take off Truma, you have to make a bracha. If you can't hear the bracha that you're saying, that will be similar to a person who can't hear the Shema. That will be an issue of making a bracha. Many other people have an issue with Rashi, because we have a general rule that any mitzvah that's done, a mitzvah deoraita, even if you did not make a bracha, you'll be yoytzeh the mitzvah. So why, you know, the teirum lachatchila, of course teirum lachatchila, what's the chiddush? You know, it's a bracha issue. Why are you making it into a truma issue? So many people learn the following. A deaf mute not, but a person who can speak is mechoyv mitzvah.
This is our version of a Derech
Shvui. Mechoyv mitzvah, and so the issue is only a hearing issue. Many people learn the following, that when you separate truma, you have to make a declaration. You have to say that this, which I'm separating, is going to be for the kohen. It's truma. That designation needs to be done verbally, and here is where you have a inyan, not a bracha. What you're taking off truma.
Well, why too? I can say the same about kiddushin, about bikurim.
Enachanami. First of all, again, this is a declaration that makes the truma into truma. Enachanami. Okay. So mani. So the question is, if this, there's a tana who holds you can do it lechatchila mani. Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, you just told me that diyeved. We were learning that Rabbi Yehuda and the Shema is only speaking diyeved. Lechatchila loy. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Yevet Namili. The Elamai, it has to be Rabbi Yehuda b'fil lachatchila. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can lachatchila be mafresh truma, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can lachatchila read the Shema even though you don't hear what you're saying, then our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is saying that chutz nechedesh. So we're going back, our Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yosi. So not, that's good, but challenge. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even lachatchila, you can be mafresh truma, even lachatchila, you can read the Shema, Elo, who will be the author of the following Tanya, lo yivarech adam b'chas amazin b'libay, a person should not make b'chas amazin, if he can't hear what he's saying, but ve'im b'irach yotza, but if he did it, he was yotz. Here you have another Tana, that is implying that lachatchila, not v'diyevet yeh, mani, le Rabbi Yehuda v'le Rabbi Yosi. If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, we just proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds lachatchila, you can read something without hearing. And if it's Rabbi Yosi, I feel the Yevet Nameloi. Turning the pages of Chav, answers the Gemara, lo ilum Rabbi Yehuda, and vafilo lachatchila, v'loi kasher hadadei hadarabei. That when the Braisa that quoted Rabbi Yehuda of Toirim lachatchila, that is the day, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda himself. And when you have the other opinion regarding Birchas HaMazon, where you have this lechatchila, you should hear. But b'diyevet, you were yoytze, that's Rabbi Yehuda quoting the opinion of his teacher and the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of his teacher, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaria, who was the Rav of Rabbi Yehuda, HaKoyres HaShema, Sorach She'ashmi Allah Azlein. He said, lechatchila, you have to hear what you're saying. And why is that? Because it says, Shema Yisrael HaShem Elokeinu HaShem Echad. The word Shema, Chayda Shema means to understand. So say understand. Say understand Israel. Why listen Israel? Also to teach you, Hashma Lasnacha, you should hear. Your ear should hear. Masha'ata Moitim Epicha. Obviously that's only a lechatchila, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that B'deyevet Yoytze. That Meir holds, Asher Anoichi Metzavcha Hayim Al Levavecha, that Al Levavecha teaches you, Achar Kavonos Halev Hein Hein Hadvarim. That the words have to be words that you take into your heart. So Rabbi Meir holds that lechatchila you do not need to hear. So now the Gemara. So first of all, a recap. That's what not lechayda. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. So now let's just recap. Our Mishnah. Now we're going back to the two options. There's Rabbi Yehuda Didei, and there's Rabbi Yehuda Liba the Rabbi. And Rabbi Yehuda Liba the Rabbi holds that lechatchila you have to hear. V'diyevad yir yoyt. So going back, our Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda Liba the Rabbi. And when the Mishnah says chutz mechedesh, it only means chutz lechatchila mechedesh. But b'diyeved chedesh, which is hamadaber ve'ena shemeya, could do the mitzvah. But now the Gemara says, one second, you just quoted me at Rav Meir. So hashta the asus lohachi, afilu teme Rabbi Yehuda ke Rabbi tfidalei. Rabbi Yehuda always holds of Rabbi, that what, that lechatchila you should hear, only b'diyeved yoyitza. Now your question was, who is the opinion that says that toidim lachatchila? Ah, now I have an answer. That can be Rabbi Meir. V'hadatani Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rav Shem Empadiyah, Meir hi. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan, again, according to Rashi, it's a 9 or 10 year old. Why, where do we find 9 and 10 when you get to chinuch, when you get to fasting on Yom Kippur? So that's where it comes from. So So he says that machshir b'katan. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Braisa says the following. Rabbi Yehuda says, katan ayisi, when I was a minor, I was a minor to be kirisiha, and I read the Megillah l'maylam and Rabbi Tarfon in front of Rabbi Tarfon and Zekedim and Lut, and they allowed me to read it for them. So Amru Loi, they told Rabbi Yehuda, ein mivin ra'im min ha-katan. What are you saying? You are recalling something that you did as a minor. The halacha is about this. Can a katan be a witness to something that he witnessed before he became bar mitzvah?
You're a gadol now.
Very good. Now you're a gadol. Exactly. Now, one second. The problem with this gemara is very simple. You know what the answer to this question is? We're going to learn about this, I think, Sefer Kedushin. We're going to learn about this later. When it comes to dinei Torah, you cannot say testimony for something that you saw as a minor. But when it comes to dinei derabanan, your belief. Mikra Megillah is Mikra Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda is a tan. He's saying that he witnessed that. He read the Megillah. What God forbid, he's lying. Elamad is dinim, but you can't believe. By dinim the Rabbanan, you could believe. There is a mana. So why are they telling him that Emivim and Aymen Akot? That's a very good question. So there are many answers for this that he doesn't speak about, but one of the answers is the following. That we're saying, of course we believe Rabbi Yehuda. And Al Pidin, you can believe him because Mikra Megillah is a Din Rabbanan. However, who says that the Chachamim needed to fulfill their obligation through the minor Rabbi Yehuda's reading of the Megillah? This makes a lot of sense. It could be they were Yitzhak in Megillah. Comes in a 10-year-old, very excited that he can already read the Megillah. So many times good educators will tell you that if a child is doing something with enthusiasm, even if what they're doing is not needed, don't tell them it's not needed. Invest a half an hour, sit down, listen to him, read the Megillah, give him a big yashikoyach, and you're giving the minor the confidence, and you're giving him the encouragement to do mitzvah, to read the Megillah. And he never would have known. So in the minor's mind, I read the Megillah for all the Zakenim. Maybe the Zakenim are so hours ago already were yoseh with the Megillah. That's why Emidi and I, it's a good answer that. It's a good chinuch answer. Let's go right there. And so now the Gemara says, Tanya Mabatani, we find something similar, that Amar Rebbe. Rebbe is also of the opinion that a minor can read the Megillah. And Rebbe says also, Katan Ayisi v'Kereisi l'maylam in Rabbi Yehuda, I read the Megillah as a minor in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Don't forget, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that a minor can read it. So Amru Leit is telling Rebbe, Shkoyach, you read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda. I know that Rabbi Yehuda says that a minor can read the Megillah. What do you expect? What would he tell you? He says, Ein Mevi'im Rayim in Hamasiv. There's an argument that we have recorded. We all know Rabbi Yehuda says you could. So you're telling me that you read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara says, one second, why didn't they tell Rabbi the other thing? That Eimei V'en Aimei Nakotem. The Lame Rulei Eimei V'en Aimei Nakotem. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chada V'ayit Kam Rulei. They told them both. Chada the Katan Ayisa. And like we explained before, therefore, for however you'll explain it, even though he's now an adult, his testimony is not valid. Even if you would have been an adult, who cares? And you would have witnessed another minor reading the Megillah. Like says the Mishnah.
They were reading for Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes, they were. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can read it. But nothing can be true from that story.
So Rabbi Yehuda's story was more important because he was trying to prove it than the other guy.
That's right. So he's going a generation back. Let's
show other people that
help
that kid.
Very good. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda were of the same generation. And Rabbi Tarfon is from the prior generation. It's better. It's always better to go back. The old generation, they held back me. Very good. No, like the Tanakhama. A minor cannot read. You get to a woman, I don't know what the halach is. I know this is a discussion, Mr. Chosey. For sure she can read. You want a woman from men, because they might not have the same view. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein kredin sa Megillah. Look at all these things. Now we're speaking about the mitzvah of the Megillah of the day. Cannot be read. Let me just go to the end, because, you know, it can, l'chadchila by Nate, the diyevet from Amud HaShachar, but not before. Before that, then it's not considered a day. So the Mishnah is going to group together all the dinim of day. Reading the Megillah, Brit Milah, Tevilah. Rashi says, what Tevilah? Who Tevilah? We're speaking about a Zav, or a man who became Tamei B'tumas Meis, that they need to go to the mikvah during the day. V'lei Mazen, sprinkling the ashes on the third and the seventh days. Shemelech Shem Keneged Yoyim will be the woman, right, who during the 7 days after her initial cycle, during the 7 days, which is called days of Ziva, if she saw blood for one or for 2 days, she only has to count one clean day, and she goes to the mikvah during that one clean day, and if she doesn't see blood for the rest of the day, then at night she can be with her husband. So, loy titvoil acha tinen tzacham. The obvious question would be, the Mishnah says, loy toivlin. Why did we have to clearly underline the case of Shemeres Yoyim? Why should that not be included by default with toivlin? Toivlin goes to anyone who has to go to the mikvah during the day. We'll see that in the Gemara. However, if all of the above... Yes, exactly. And all of these people who went to the mikvah from Amud HaShachar, then their mikvah is kosher, just generally. Amud HaShachar is...
Not ideal.
Amud HaShachar is around an hour and a fifth of an hour before Netzach HaMoh, but that's not for... That's a good discussion. We'll have another time. Says the Gemara. First of all, Ninolan by Megillah, that has to be during the day, because it says, V'hayomim ha'elen eskarim v'nasim. V'hayomim! Even though it's literally the Taiches, you have to mention what happened during these days. Since it says, V'hayomim, v'yim, v'yim, by day, yeah, b'layim,
v'loy.
Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it?
Yeah.
Question. Good question. And I'm sure there are many other mitzvahs of the day.
Yeah.
And that would be, what's interesting is that the next Mishnah, see, now we're beginning from when does it begin? It begins ideally from Neit. But not the end of the world from Alois HaShachar. Next Mishnah, that's speaking about until when, so the Mishnah is going to say that the day is from the morning until the night, it includes Tkiyas Shofar. But let's go back over here. So first of all, how do we know Megillah of Hayyamim? By Yomim B'Layla Loi. Ask the Gemara 1 second. The Mishnah is telling you can't read the Megillah by night? Lema Tehete Yufta, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That what? That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Chayev Adam Likras HaMegillah B'Layla. And to repeat it by the day. So the Gemara says, no, of course we hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Our Mishnah, Kiktani Adi Yoim, when the Yavachiv of the day Megillah reading, Lachatchila from Nates, but the Yavach from Alois. Vuloy Malin, Britzmiloch, Dichsiv, Abayim Ashuni Yimon. I want to see something interesting. That there is a Machlekes in Paiskim, let's go to the opinion of the Ramah, that says the following. What were to happen if a boy had a bris done to him on the seventh day, for whatever reason? The Ramah paskins that you do not even need to take another drop of blood out on the eighth day. You did it on the seventh or on the sixth, but the evidence is okay. It needed to be done l'shem mitzvah, it's a bracha. But if it was done for mitzvah smila, if it was done by night, if it was done on the night of the eighth, then you have to be matzav dam bris. In other words, the idea of bayoyim, interestingly, is even more important than the idea of Bashmini, even though the Shach disagrees with the Ramah, and he says you need Hatafas Dambrit, but there's a Ramah. Okay, right. Well, the Tevelim Lemazin, you don't go to the mikvah, nor do you sprinkle the ashes, only on the day, the Chsiv, as it says, V'hiza Hatoyed al Atamei, V'goyimin, etc., when Bayoim Hashvi. So first of all, you see that sprinkling has to be done Bayoim. And since right afterwards it says that he goes to the mikvah, and we are darshin, smuchin, that means when two psukim in the Torah are written one near the other, we learn one from the other, so we compare tefillah to hazoya, just like sprinkling is bayoim hashvi, that the mikvah is also, it goes into water bayoim. Now that says... Mishnah is doing two things. The Mishnah is telling you that, well... No, that's the second part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is to tell you that it has to be done by day. That mikvah has to be done by day, just for you to know. She can only start going to the mikvah. You'll see in a moment. The Mishnah says, Pshita. Everyone is a chiddush. It's not a chiddush for us because we were born in Truma homes, thank God. So we're familiar with all these things. But you have to... That is ma'akis. Many times in the Torah also the word bayom can mean a 24-hour period. Yoyim echad, the creation, means day and night. So, ask the Gemara, why did Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom need it to be delineated? Maishma Shemeres Yom, the Keneged Yom, we call Chayav Tefilos. The Mishnah already says that mikvah has to be by day. So why would that not include this unique case of a woman in her days of Ziva, Answers the Gemara, Itzrach, it is needed. To Kosalka by the Chaminom, you would have thought that to have a Kiri'ir Rishon Yashol Zav. We just learned this a few weeks ago, that by a Zav you have the following. One seminal emission is called a Balkeri. But if you have an unnatural seminal emission for the first time, he's called a Zav. But it's called a Zav, a minor Zav. And a minor Zav only has a tumor of a Balkeri, which would mean that he can go to the mikvah the same day he has a seminal emission. True, he has to wait until the night, like any Balkeri, to go into Machna Levia, but he goes to the mikvah right away. So one might have thought, that's the chiddush, that a woman who's a ziva, which means that she's starting to see blood, after 7 days passes from her initial cycle. So when she sees blood today for the first time, for the first 7 days, she's called dam, the dam is called dam nida. But after the dam nida finishes, after those 7 days finish, for the next 11 days, if she will see blood, it's called blood of ziva. And the din of ziva is different than nida, like we explained, that if she sees blood once or only twice, she has to only wait one clean day. But we would have thought that just like by Azov, seeing once or seeing twice is different, Azov who sees once, even the unnatural seminal emission, is only like a Balkeri, and he can go to the mikvah that day. When Azov sees twice, then he has to count 7 clean days. So one might have thought that a Shemeres Yom, a woman who sees blood in the 11 days, if she only sees it once, maybe she can go to the mikvah that day. But that's not the case. She has to wait the next day as a clean day, and she can only go to the mikvah on the next day. But one would have thought, when we say by heart, okay, so say this machadish, that a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, whether she sees 1 day or 2 days, she equally only has to wait one clean day. But if she has to wait until the next day, maybe she only has to wait until the night to go to the mitzvah. Why? Who says she has to wait until the next morning to go to the mitzvah? That's the chiddush of the mishnah. Let's read it inside. That's the year Rishon Yashol Zav. We know that if a person has an unnatural seminal emission, he is only like a balkeri, as it says in the Torah, Zayis Torah Hazav. For Asher takes him in a shechva zera. We put together the zav and the shechva zera. And just like a balkeri who has a normal seminal emission, that person goes to the mikvah the same day he has a seminal emission. Even though, again, he has to wait until the night. He needs head of shemesh, but he goes to the mikvah that day. So one might have thought, hai nami litvo biyoimei, that this woman who sees one sight of blood during the 11 days, she should be able to go to the mikvah during that day. And why can she not go on the day? Because God says she can't. Where did Hashem say it? Because it says, Kol Yimei Zava. Now during the 11 days of Zava, Kibmishkav Nidasa Yehela. Yeah, that she should be like Anida. And Anida is the only woman that has to go to the mikvah tonight. So we would think, okay, so God is saying that she has to go to, she cannot go to the mikvah the day she sees blood. She's like Anida. But at least, Balayla Mias Liyavet Mikvah Shimur. But Tidboy, let her go, let the night enter. And let her be Shemeres a little bit of the day, meaning night. And let her go to the mikvah. Again, we're not implying that she can be with her husband. Let her go to the mikvah at night. Let her have to wait until the full clean day passes. And she can only be Moteres Labayla the next night. But at least the mikvah should be more easy. You can tell her she can go by night or during the day. Kumash Filon, the Mishnah says no. That she has to go only during the day. That Kiv and the boy Sfida are turning the page. And Sfida be Yamamuhu. Since we have this concept of for counting a clean day, and counting a day just like during the 7 clean days, when does the woman count the 7 clean days? Interestingly, today in Halacha, today that because of B'nai Yisrael, Echmiru Alatman, so today you have the Chumre Nida and the Chumre Ziva. So what does a woman do today? Every time she gets a period, one of the Chumres she does, she counts Shivas Nakim like a Zava. And we all know what Shivas Nakim, when does she do the counting, when does she make the Bedikah? For the people who have the Minik to say that Hayom Yoyim Risha and Hayom Sheni, she does it only during the day. It's never done during at night. She makes one Bedikah after she wakes up during the day, and she makes a bedikah before Shkia during the day. So since there's a concept of Svira, therefore Svira has to be done by day, and therefore she goes to the mikvah only during the day. Right.
Do we say this time of Svira though?
Do we say this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's a good point. First of all, by Svira Soemer, from my recollection, you have the word Tamim, Tamimoyz, and that's why we're very machbet to daven as soon as possible, and to daven as soon as possible, to have complete days. Complete days means day and night, because of the word tamimis. It's different. Right, v'chulam sh'asu b'sha'ala, v'chulam sh'asu b'sha'ala amad ha'shachar kasher. And how do you know that b'di'evid the day can be from Amud HaShachar. Minon Amili, Amar Rava Damakra, Vayikra Elikim La'or Yoyim. This is in the beginning of creation. Interesting. Hashem called La'or Yoyim. Now, what does it mean, God called Or Yoyim? There's two options. One option is that God created something called light. And God told light, you know when you will serve the world, you will serve the world during the day. That is taka the meaning. But there is a hava meaning here in the Gemara that the word oid is a verb. And the Torah is saying that lemeir uba is that when light is advancing, in other words, when it's starting to get light, God already called the day. When it's starting to get light, even before the sunrise, as long as it's beginning to become lichtig, as long as it's beginning to become oir, yoyim. So that would imply that oir begins before the sun comes up. Lumeir uba. Lumeir uba means when light is advancing. Says the Gemara, that's not the meaning of the pasuk. Because elameata, to be consistent, what's the seifa of this pasuk? It says, v'lachoshech kara laila. It says that darkness was called night. And we for sure don't say that when it's advancing to be dark, when it's starting to get dark, then it's already considered night. We don't say that. According to everyone, it's only night after Tesach Echavim. You understand? So it must be, no, that God told light that you will serve during the day. God told darkness you'll serve during the night. But when is day? That's not defined in this passage. So we don't have a raya here.
Mm-hmm. And that Hashem connects between them.
Absolutely. Now, the Tzvatik is saying that. God created something called light. Light is light. God created dark. God told light, you will serve during the day. But the question is, when is the day? Let's just finish. We know that So how do we know that what day is? So there's a Pasuk. Not in Chumash, but in Nah. And what's the Pasuk? We're passing a mother. That Ella Omar Rab Zeda Mihacha. V'anachnu Oysim Alacha. That this is a pasuk regarding the building of the temple, that we were doing the work, the chitzim machzikim b'ramachim, the chetzim, and half of us were holding on into the spears from aleif hashachar, from the crack of dawn, from aleif hashachar until Tesach Echavim. And how do you know that the work of the temple was only there during the day? Because it says that v'hoyelano halayla l'mishmar, that and v'hayim l'malacha. That's what Rashi adds. You have to push it, have that addition of the pasuk. So the verse says that they used the day for work. And another pasuk says that when did they work from the aleif hashachar until Tesach Echavim? Why do we have to have the additional pasuk? By saying that v'hoyelano halayla l'mishmar v'hayim l'malacha? Very simple. Because maybe from the first verse that he records that they were building the temple from the crack of dawn until it got dark, who says that they were working only during the day? Maybe they started the work before the day. Maybe. And they ended the work until into the night. Maybe Amud HaShachar is not day. Maybe Shkia is night. The Pasuk says that they were working from Alois until Seif. Maybe they were, they were working before day and they were going into the night. So that's why he brings the other Pasuk, that they worked only during the day. Okay. Just to know one thing, just to include the sugya, that even though the Mishnah is seemingly, I don't know why the Mishnah doesn't mention Tzkiya Sefer, but the Mishnah is saying that day mitzvahs begin from the crack of, from the sunrise, and it's only like a b'di'evet from Aleis HaShachar. There's one exception. There's one mitzvah, Midoy Raisa, that we know that Lechatchila begins before night. What mitzvah is that? Huh? No, almost.
Krishma.
How do we know that? Because even the Vosikin, what's Vosikin? Vosikin is that the daven Shmona Esrei, that's the best with the sunrise with Nate. The only way you can daven Shmona Esrei with Nate is if you daven you say the Shema before Shmona Esrei. And the question is why? Why don't you use this Mishnah? Lachod if the Mishnah is saying that mitzvahs of day lechatchila is from Nate Sachama, so why shouldn't Shema also be included that it's a mitzvah of the day? To be from Nate, and we don't do it that way. The answer is because it doesn't say by day, because it says Zufkumecha. That's the answer. And there are many other answers, but that's the known answer. God says that you're supposed to read the Shema when you get up, and people should not get up after it's light. We should be the ones waking up the morning, not the morning waking up us. That's the Masechta Brach. That's right. It says the Mishnah. Okay, but Tfilas Amonim is already a B'diyevet. It's a B'diyevet. Here we're speaking about that we actually accept that Lechatchila Shmona Esrei should start with Netzach Hamo, which would force us to Lechatchila read the Shema before the night. Okay, next Mishnah. Now we're speaking about continuing with the day. When does the day end? And maybe day only goes until midday. So the Mishnah says, no, Kol Hayim Kasher, that the whole day is Kasher for reading of the Megillah. The whole day is Kasher for reading of Hallel. The whole day is Kasher for blowing of the Shofar. By the way, when it comes to the reading of the Hallel, the question is, how can we read Hallel Pesach by night? If it's a mitzvah of the day, that's a challenge. So in the Hallel, that's in the Haggadah, that's not a problem, because that Hallel is not called Kriyas Hallel, that's called singing God's praises. That's giving Shvach. No, I'm talking about even the Hallel, even the normal Hallel, that is inserted, divided in the Haggadah, some of it before, some of it after. Some of it a Maggid, some of it after Birchas Hamazon. But in any event, only except there is a time that we read Hallel at night. I know that Al Pidrush we say that when we left Egypt, the night was like the day. I know, but this is included in this mission. Correct. He's not saying that you can't, but we're putting together mitzvahs that can only be done during the day. In other words, the day Megillah can only be done during the day. Tkiyas Shofar can only be done during the day. Nulav can only be done during the day. This Mishnah is mentioning mitzvahs of the day. With tefillas ha-musafin, davening musaf, the musaf itself, people point out that actually it's not exactly the same. Musaf itself is good the whole day. Well, technically not, because you can only bring it after the Talmud Shal Shachar, and you have to bring it before the Talmud Shal Bein Arabai. But people explain that's only a technical thing. Well, theoretically, the musaf, the carbon musaf, could be brought the whole day. Because of dinim of karbanos, no karbanos can be brought before and after the tamid. But the concept of musaf, I'm saying this because can you daven musaf after mincha in tefillah? Can you daven musaf after mincha?
Can
you? And that's, yeah, who says no? If I'm not mistaken, yeah. If you're going to a shul with the davening mincha with the minyan, let's go by it. Ula musafin musaf vidi haparim. Nashi says there were two times that oxen were brought. One, the kohen gadol. Maybe only the Kohen Moshuach, not the Kohen in the second Beis HaMikdash, we just had this, that had only Merubah Begadim. But if a Kohen Gadol did a sin for which a normal Yisrael would have to bring a sin offering, he did that sin because he Pashat understood the Halacha wrong. So when he brings a sin offering, he doesn't bring a Chatos, which is a female animal, he brings a male Par, and he says Vidui. Or if the Beis Din Paskin, regarding some type of service, which is really idol worship service. And if they said that's okay, they made a mistake. And the community did that activity, and they discovered that they made a mistake, so we have to bring a pad helen dover shel tibur. We'll learn about this in Masechta Soidias. And there's a vidui that is said when they bring the pad. That has to be done during the day. Vidui maiser is during the fourth year and during the seventh year, in the seven-year Shemitah cycle. In other words, the year after, it goes three and three. The first and the second years is Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni. The third year is Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Ani. And the same thing is fourth and the fifth is Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni. The sixth year is Maaseh Ani. So you can say that the first three years and the second 3 years of the seven-year cycle are like groups. On Pesach, according to most, on the last day of Pesach, after the third year, in the fourth year, or on Pesach, the last day of Pesach, in the seventh year, if the person did not yet give all of the Trumas of Maisvah to the Kahanim and the Levim and to the Raniyim, they have to do it. That's their break-off day. And then they say, the Vidui Maiser, that's written in Parshas Kisavai, that the person makes a declaration that the Arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, that I already gave everything that has to be given, and Hashkifam Amayin Kodeshchem and Hashamayim, that it has to be done during the day. Vidui Yom HaKippurim is from the Kohen Gadol. The Vidui is said during the day. We say vidui at night also, but we're speaking about in the avodah in the temple. The vidui was done during the day. Smicha, some animals have to have its owner leaning on the animal. The owner is a male, and it doesn't go on all karbanis, it goes on most of the karbanis. Shchita, even though shchita is not really, doesn't have to be done by a kohen, we'll see in the Gemara different psukkim for each one. Shchita has to be done during the day. Shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, not shchita today.
Shchita,
yeah, shchulin can be done anytime. Tanufa is some parts of the animal sometimes needed to be waved, the way we wave a lulav. Huh? Some of you give the coin, correct? You have by the if I'm not mistaken by the omer needed to be waved. There's hanafa by many korbanos. I think bikurim has to be waved. Whenever waving has to happen, the waving has to happen during the day. Hagosh is when you have a flower offering. The flower offering, the bowl of the flower and oil or whatever the mincha was needs to be brought towards the mizbeach. Kemitza is when they take the three-fingered fist from the flower offering by day. The haktara, the offering, has to be done during the day. Malika is the unique way that they slaughtered a bird carbon by breaking it through its neck, through the back of its neck. Ula kabbalah, receiving the blood. Ula hazoya, sprinkling the blood. Ula hashkas, soita, if the soita needed to drink of the waters. The mei hamadam hama'aradim. La arifa sa egla, if there was a person that was found murdered outside the city, we don't know who killed him or her, so they measured the nearest city, and there was a ceremony including decapitating the back of the neck of a calf by day. All of the taharas metzaira with the birds and the shaving and the sprinkling on the metzaira, taking a ezoiv with the shnit, whatever needs to be done to purify the metzaira. Day, says the Mishnah, kol alayla kosher. However, the night is good for cutting of the omer, because the omer needed to be cut on the 16th day of the omer. If I'm not mistaken, we learn together, even if it's on Shabbat, you cut it on Friday night. You cut the fresh barley that's going to be used on the 16th. And once the carbon was already brought, meaning if the blood was sprinkled during the day, if there wasn't enough time to offer all of the fat on the altar, that's correct. Nor on the 16th. You do it the night before.
The night of the
16th. And the hekter, chalav menavarim, could be done by night. Zeh klal, says the Mishnah, that dover shemitzvase bayim, kosher kol hayom. That whenever we know something needs to be done by day, when the whole day, and dover shemitzvase balayla, kosher kol halayla, the whole night. Now, even though we have a concept in Brachis, the first Mishnah, that normally when there is a rabbinic law, well, I'm sorry, a Torah law, for something to be done at night, when should you do it? The Chachamim said that you should do it until Chatzos. You don't have it by Megillah. That's by Torah law. Okay? And even by Torah law, what the Mishnah is saying is that midoraisa, it's kosher kol halayla. There are certain things that the sages said, yeah, kosher the whole night. Don't wait until the crack of dawn. Do it until midnight. A lot more important than the day, because by day, people are awake. People should be awake. By night, people go to sleep. So it's very possible that you'll fall asleep and you'll wake up already when it's too late. That's why the Chacham wants you to do it until midnight.
One thing we definitely made a difference is that by day, you know, officially starts at midnight, you can do it after Allah.
Yes.
But at night, you can start at
some say?
Shia. It's really say, which is the same as Nate, right?
Correct.
Nate,
yes, correct. The only question is when it's say.
You can't do it at the beginning of the entrance of night.
That's correct. That's well said. So that's
nice.
Yeah, just to add one final thing. That an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that night
is it talacha?
Why come in?
Talacha is it good? וזה מקרר כמו ששם אצלנו מקרר, אתה רואה? בניין הזה מה זה? זה פרח, וזה עתיד, וזה פרפא. מה עוד יש לנו פה? תראה. בניין הזה חול, כמו החולצה. זה מכנסיים, זה המכנסיים של בנימין, מכנסיים. זה נעליים. זה כובע. כן, זה כובע.